The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, many began to believe in his name, and when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them, because he knew all of them, and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, there was a priest who was given a new parish assignment, and so he showed up for that first weekend where everybody is always on their best behavior. The people want to know who their new pastor is. The pastor wants to know who his new people are. And everything, the greeting went well, the Mass went well, everything was fine. At the very end of Mass, as the priest was almost outside the doors of the church, the final hymn stopped just a little bit early. And then, using the words of Cardinal Serra, a great cacophony of noise broke out in the church as everybody started turning to everybody else in the pews and greeting each other and beginning their conversations. And so, almost out the door, but not quite, the priest heard this. And he turned around and he turned his personal microphone back on. And he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "You just received Jesus. He is dwelling in your very soul right now. You should be on your knees giving thanks." His first weekend in a new parish. A lot of people would say, that wasn't very pastoral of him, because we've taken the word pastoral and made it a synonym with being nice. But in reality, there is no more pastoral thing to do. For here is a shepherd who saw his people, who for whatever reason did not understand the gift that they had just received. For Holy Mother Church teaches us that as long as the Eucharistic species is present, as long as it looks like bread, tastes like bread, looks like wine, tastes like wine, Jesus is truly there. And so if you were to swallow one of those little pills that has a camera inside of it, and you're looking around in your stomach, and then you consume one of the hosts that we receive at communion time. If you observe, it takes 10 to 15 minutes for that host to be broken down by the stomach, which means for 10 to 15 minutes after Holy Communion, we are living tabernacles. For Jesus is truly dwelling within us, not just in a spiritual form, but in his sacramental Eucharistic form as well. There is no time in our life when we are closer to Christ than in those 10 to 15 minutes after communion. And so zeal for the temple came over this priest on that first weekend when he was in the parish. For this holy temple in which we dwell, this is a place that we have made for God. This is his divine abode and where he stays all the time, waiting for us, to welcome us into his presence, to be close to us, to speak to our hearts, to share in our joys, everything that we've done in the week, to share in our sorrows and our difficulties. This holy temple is a place of prayer. And the church has always upheld it as being a sacred space, one that we should reclaim now more than ever before. For we live in a time where we are constantly surrounded by sounds. We are constantly surrounded by noise. We are constantly surrounded by new information coming at us. And a lot of people, they find it overwhelming. And they just want to find a little peace, a little quiet to be with our Lord. And so these four walls should be that haven of sanctity and of silence. That we want to have zeal for this holy temple. That this is where God has desired to dwell in our midst and give us that place of quiet, of peace, and of rest. Never should we be raising our voices in this place except to give praise to God. Otherwise, this should be a holy temple of silence. For it's in the silence of our hearts that God really speaks to us. We hear the story of the prophet who desired to hear God speak to him. And so God said, go to the mountainside and wait for me there. And a great fire took place outside, but God was not in the fire. And a great earthquake took place, and God was not in the earthquake. And a great storm was whipping all around outside of the cave, and God was not in the storm. But then there was a silent whisper. And the prophet covered his face and went to the front of the cave, for he knew that God was speaking. He was ready to speak to the quiet of his heart. And so it is today, that God still desires to speak in the silence of our hearts. But to have that inner silence, we must first have that exterior silence. And so we are called to be sure that our holy temple in which we have gathered today never becomes a marketplace of noise, of conversation, of casualness of the world. This is where we leave the world behind. Out there, make all the noise you want. But in here, zeal for this holy temple is what we ask for today. Because the way that we treat this holy temple has ramification in our lives. Immediately after this incredible scene where Jesus is acting not so pastorally, you might say, but actually being a great shepherd in that moment, what does he do? He explains his actions. Destroy this temple in 3 days, I will rebuild it, speaking of the temple of his body. This holy place in which we have gathered is meant to be an image of our heart. For it's in our hearts that God truly desires to dwell. He has his Eucharistic form here so that we can encounter him in the physical world. But spiritually, he wants to dwell in our souls. It's what we're made for. It's why we were baptized and the Holy Spirit moved into our heart for that very first time. So much so that St. Paul uses these words where he says, "You are a temple of the Holy Spirit." And so the way that we treat this temple quite often correlates with the way that we treat this temple. And that's why our first reading today, we go through the Ten Commandments, the moral law that God has given to us, to teach us how to keep from our hearts anything that might turn our hearts into a marketplace of sin, of distraction, of noise. Whenever we go to confession, we give Jesus permission to drive that from our hearts, to make us pure again. It took 46 years to build the temple, just as it feels like us, it takes 46 years to build our spiritual life. Jesus can remake it in 3 days. For he has the grace, he has the power, he has the authority to work in our soul. If we give him permission to do so. And so let us invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts this Holy Mass and ask for the gift of zeal. zeal for this temple in which we have gathered to worship, so that we may understand the zeal we want to have for our hearts, to drive far from them anything that would keep us from God. For we are not made for this world. We are made for so much more. And God wants to give us the grace. He wants to purify our hearts so that we will truly have temples made for worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.